Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Dalit, and we're holding the final line of Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Hahu Orus Va'arus Sosai, a Mr. and Mrs. Orus came, the Asal Kamed Rav Yosef, they came in front of Rav Yosef. Now, the important element of this story is left out. She comes to Rav Yosef together with her husband, together with the Orus, and she is pregnant. Now, as we know, outside of Yehuda, the Orus and the Arusa normally were not misyached, and they did not have bia, and therefore this is very curious. How is she pregnant? So he Amra Minei, she says, well, I lived with my Orus. We shouldn't have, but we did. V'hu Amar, and he agrees. And he says, in Minoi, yeah, this baby is pregnant because of me. What do we do now? So in the previous Mishnayos, as you'll recall, we had a dispute between the husband and wife as to how she became pregnant, whether she became pregnant from an Odom Kosher, and or maybe from a Nisin or from a Mamzer. But in this case, everybody agrees, it's from the Orus. Om Rav Yosef, L'may Nechishlo. I don't even understand what the Shaila is. Chod Deka Dehaka Moida, after all, there's full agreement here that he was the one that caused her to become pregnant. In the various Mishnayos that we had before, where we had a machloikis between Ram Gamliel, Reb Lezer, and Reb Yeshua, typically Ram Gamliel says every time, Ne'emenes, Ne'emenes, we believe her. So you see, if we paskin like Ram Gamliel, even if the husband, even if the Oris disagreed, we would still believe her. It says the Gemara, so what's the Shailat? Chavada, we're going to believe her. And here he agrees. So we will assume it's their common child. What are the ramifications as a result? The ramifications are that she may continue living with her husband. Because if Chas V'Sholem, she lived with somebody else, she is an Eishes Ish. And if she lived consensually with another man, then she'd be prohibited from returning to her husband. That's why our Gemara says Rav Yosef, nothing to worry about. Omli Abaye, so Abaye challenges Rav Yosef, and he says, Ubaha, kiloi moide, mechsher am Gamliel. Are you telling me that there are two separate reasons? Reason number one, the kamoide. Reason number two, even if it's not moide, we paskin like a Gamliel. Says Gemara, is that true? We paskin like a Gamliel, that the child is kosher. V'omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said Rav Yehuda, Shinina, we know Shinina has two interpretations, either the one with the long teeth, or the one that was very sharp. Halach Grim Gamliel, he told him the halach is takla Grim Gamliel, like we said a moment ago. However, V'ad loitavid uvda ad ikar roiv ksherin etzlo, but do not follow the psak of Grim Gamliel, until you know that Roiv Ksherin Etzla. What does that mean? In the case of the earlier Mishnah that we had, that the lady comes to us Mu'uberes, and we're wondering, who is she Mu'uberes to? And she says to an Odom Kosher, to a Koyin, and we say, maybe not, maybe to an Asin or a Mamzer, says Shmuel to Yehuda, you know, when we follow Ram Gamliel, and presumably, when Ram Gamliel says his halacha that she's ne'emenes, we're roiv people in her neighborhood, in her city, in her town, where she was, are ksherin. However, if in fact you have roiv psulin, could be that Ram Gamliel would also agree that we do not believe her, that the child and that she are kosher. V'hochen, in our case of the Oriz Varusa, roiv psulim etzla. That the word roiv over here is an understatement. Because Rashi says, everybody, all 3 billion people throughout the world are usher to her. You know who is mutter to her? Only one individual. And that is the Orus. So it's 3 billion against one. That's certainly Roiv Psulin Etzla. Why is everybody, why 3 billion usher? Because she's an Eishes Ish. She's married. It wasn't a consummated marriage, but it's a marriage that requires a get or the husband to pass away to go and terminate this marriage. Since Reb Psulim Etzla, the presumption is, says Abaya, that even Rav even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that we do not allow her to go and marry because we're afraid that she happens to be a posulum. So, Ibazoi, how did you, Rav Yosef, come up with two good reasons? One, because they're both moide, and number two, because we pass on Rav Gamliel. Even according to Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel holds, when is she ne'emenes? When Rav Kshayrin. But when Rav Psulim, he wouldn't agree then. Every more elamai yislach l'meimah. Oh, I'm sorry. Freiti mor v'litamich. Says Rav Yosef back to Abaye. Abaye, 1 second. Let me ask you a question. Tikshu l'cho hi gufa. I want to ask you, what did, in fact, Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel say? Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Halach Kram Gamliel. And then he says, V'atlui Sabet Uvda Den Ikaroiv K'sherin Etzla. So he asks him, isn't that a contradiction? Tikshlecho Higufa. First you say, Halach is like Kram Gamliel, that she's Ne'emenes. And then you say, V'atlui Tavet Uvda, but don't follow that psak, but rather consider to her, Ein Ne'emenes. So make up your mind. Is she ne'emenes or is she not ne'emenes? Seems to be a contradiction in terms. I'll explain to you what Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda. What he was saying is, meaning, going back to the earlier Mishnah, that we find that the young lady happens to be Uberes, and we ask her, who is the father? Who is the person that you lived with? And she says, he was an Odom Kosher. Says Rabbi Yeshua, maybe not. Maybe she lived with a mamzer or a nosin. What nafkimina would there be? The nafkimina would be when the child happens to be chas v'sholem, a postulate child. The child theoretically could be a mamzer, and therefore zokti gemara, we paskin like Gamliel b'dieved. B'dieved means if subsequently she wants to go and marry a koyin. We will go and tell her, I'm sorry, we can't allow you to marry a kohen, because if you lived with a nosen or a mamzer, you'd have a status of a zoyna. And at the beginning of Parshas Emor, it says that isha zoyna v'chalolo lo yikachu, v'isha grusha m'isha lo yikachu. Kohen's not allowed to marry a zoyna. Zoyna doesn't mean only a professional prostitute. A zoyna means a lady that married or lived with someone that she's not allowed to marry. So therefore, what Rav Yosef is saying, what Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda is, in this case, we don't know whether she became a Zoyna or not. She says, I lived with an Adam Kosher, so I'm not a Zoyna. Says Rabbi Yeshua, how do I know? Maybe she did live with an Adam Posel, like a Mamzer or a Nasan. Says Shmuel to Rav Yehuda, Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin? We're going to be Choshish, Leshitas Rabbi Yeshua, and say maybe she's Tak Apostle, she's a Zoyna, and don't allow her now to go and marry a Kohen. What happens, however, if she already married a Kohen? We follow Ram Gamliel, Ne'emenes, that this was an Odom Kosher, and it's okay, B'dievet. That being the case, says Rav Yosef, in our case, we also have a situation of B'dievet. Obviously, the Oris should not have lived together with Yerusha, but bottom line is, they did live together. Now I ask the same question, who is this, who are you pregnant from? Since both the Orus and Arusa agree that she's pregnant from me, from the Orus, says Rav Yosef, that's answer number one, L'may Nechishla, Chored Deha Kamoide, the Oid, Rav Yehuda Amishmul, in the name of Rav Gamliel, that B'diavad, we rely on the circumstances. So therefore we rely on the fact that she lived with her husband, with her Oris, and nobody else. And therefore she can continue staying with her Oris, we believe her. You don't have to throw her out. As well as if and when this marriage terminates, that is, if the Oris were to pass away, she will be allowed to go and marry a Kohen. So, B'dieved says Rav Yosef,
nothing. Why did you marry a Kohen? I thought you said it's only to B'dieved. Only because she's now married to, say...
I agree with you. I'm sorry. I withdraw that comment. That if she were to marry a Kohen, subsequently we allow her to go and stay with that Kohen. But in terms of the B'yevet right now, we allow her to stay with her husband, and we don't say that she lived with somebody else, and she therefore violated the Hilchos Eishes Ish and Venitma Venitma, and that she's also to husband. No, she could stay with her Oris, because we will assume that B'di'evet, that's Taka from him. Number one, because they both agree, and number two, because Rav Gamliel says that B'di'evet, we rely on her say-so that she said that she lived with her husband.
Why don't we say Rav V is a bow, and he is a bow, okay, maybe they were living, but still, I mean, I would...
Rav Bias Achra Baal is only after Nisuan, not before Nisuan.
Okay.
In fact, the real...
But still, they entered into holy matrimony.
Understood.
So maybe the Gaspa a little bit carried away.
No question. That's what happened, obviously. But in fact, I believe the term Baal is used in the Gemara only after he was Boil, and the word Baal and Boil are related.
Yeah.
Okay, Zuki Morietz. Romi Liabaya, Lirovo, Liraba. What we're going to do is we're going to ask a stira now, Rabbi Shua of our Mishnah and Rabbi Shua of the Mishnah in Mesechtes Idias. Our Rabbi Shua and our Mishnah said, Loi mipia onu chayin, but we are choshish that maybe she even lived with a nosan or a mamzer, and therefore she may be a zoina, gesundheit, and prohibited from going and marrying a kohen. That's what Rabbi Shua said. So Rabbi Shua does not allow us to rely on her cheskis kashrus, that she had a chazok of being a fine young lady without any problems. I see that she became pregnant. I expect, or I assume the worst, maybe she lived with a zoina, sorry, with a mamzer or a nasin, which transformed her into a zoina. Frey timura, umiyam Rabbi Shua hachi, umiyam Rabbi Shua einen nemenes, or umino avakasha. Hey, Rabbi Shua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira al almonas isa, she ksheira likahuna. They were both made about Almonas Isa, that she's allowed to marry a kohen. But what does it mean that Almonas Isa? The word Isa literally means dough. Almonas Isa means an almona that we are not sure what the ingredients are. Just like if you see somebody baking a cake or baking a challah or a bread, and you just see this beautiful dough inside the kneading trough, and you wonder to yourself, is there sugar in there? Is there salt in there? Did they put in gluten-free flour? Did they put in eggs? You don't know. It's just one big dough. It's just, today we would perhaps use the more familiar term, a chulent. It's a chulent. I have no idea what's in a chulent. Did they put in barley? Did they put in beans? Did they put in potatoes? Did they put in meat? Maybe it's a vegan chulent. I don't know. So the point is, this lady is an Almanas Isa. I don't know her status. As we'll see in the Gemara a little bit further down, the only shaila to her status is that whether or not there is a possible cholol in the mixture. Now, how would there be a possible cholol? What's this almanas isa? So Rashi tells us, it's talking about the following situation. You start off with, you have a man married to a lady. Unfortunately, they didn't see eye to eye, and the man gave the lady a get. But he didn't hand over the get into her hand, v'nosen biyada, but rather, he was so sick and tired of his wife, he threw the get to her. And guess what? The get landed on the floor. If the get would have landed within her dalet amois, she would be geget. However, if it falls in his dalet amois, that it didn't leave his rishus, then she would not be divorced. Well, Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu. It fell down smack in the middle, and we're not sure whether it was Korev Loi or Korev La. Is she divorced? Is she not divorced? Ashayla, Suffolk. What happens now to this lady? I don't know whether she's divorced or whether she's still married. The good news, perhaps, is that a few minutes later, the husband passed away. So now I know for sure she can remarry. But the question is she in a Grusha? Or is she an almana? Oy, I don't know. What happens now? She goes and marries a kohen. Should she have married a kohen? No, because maybe she's a grusha. But that's what she did. So now they get married, and they had a child. That child is perhaps a cholol, because a kohen who marries a grusha, the child is a cholol. Yeah, but maybe she wasn't a grusha. Maybe she was just an almana. I don't know. So the child is what we call a safek cholol. Safek cholol. And now you have a nice young lady who marries that Safek Cholol. If in fact that husband was a Cholol, she herself becomes Nischalala. If, however, he was not a Cholol, she does not become Nischalala. And guess what happens? The husband passed away. So now, this lady now is a Safek Cholola. That's what the Gemara means. She's an Almonas Issa. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi starts about 10, 12 lines on the top of the Amud. Rashi says, Issa, Loshin Safek. Al Almonas Issa, Zot Rashi, Shehibo, Mikoyach Safek Cholol, Kidl Kamon. That the reason why she's called an Almonas Issa, because I don't know whether she married a Cholol or not. Shenitma ba Safek Cholol. In the mixture, one of the ingredients in this dough was a Safek Cholol. Keep going. Let's give the example. Shezorak bal imoy harishon lo get. A man threw to his wife a get. Safek korav lo, Safek korav lo. It might have landed next to him, it might have landed next to her. So she is a Safek Grusha. Umeis. And now the husband died. Venim tezu Safek Grusha, Safek almana. And what did she do? Venasa koyin. And she married a koyin. V'hoylim mimen et bein. And she had a son from this koyin. Zehu, that child is a Safek Cholol. Because maybe he is the son of a Cholola, a Cholol and the wife. Maybe he happens to be the son of Stam, a regular person. It's a Safek Cholol. V'heyid Reb Yeshua al Amanasa shel Zeh, Sheik Sheira. As we'll see momentarily in the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua said that this child has a status, or the almona of this child has a status of a kashara. Why? Alma makmina lo chazaka. We go back on her original chazaka. V'yamrinan al tafsi len lezumi savik kloimar shema bala chol haya. Maybe her husband was a chol. Maybe her husband was not a chol. It's a chasavik. I don't know. Says Rabbi Yeshua al tafsi lena me savik. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Yudim, and Beseir, Almanas Isa, she ksheira likahuna. Because I don't know whether she married a Cholol. I don't know what the status of her husband is, her late husband. Was he a Cholol, was he not? I don't know. So, Rabbi Yeshua says, go and put her on original Chazaka. Just like before she got married, she was certainly a ksheira. Even now, after she got married, let's assume that she's still on her same status as a kosher. Why didn't we say that in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, when we find that the lady happens to be Mu'beres, we don't go and say, oh, sure, we believe her, go and put her on her chazok of kashrus. Says Rabbi Shua, no. We're afraid that maybe she's a zoina, because maybe she lived with a nosan or a mamzer. So I have a steer, Rabbi Shua. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says, ain't in that menace. Yet in the Mishnah in Masechtas Idias, hey Rabbi Yeshua, that Almanas Isa is Ksheira Lekahuna, and therefore I'm not worried about the Safek Cholol. Everything more Amale, Hochi Hashta, Nishka Gutta Kasha, I can distinguish easily. Hosam Isha Nisis, Boidekes Venisis. Hocha Isha Mizana, Boidekes Vimizana. What does Yomar mean to say? In that case of the Almanas Isa, it's true that we have a Safek Cholol. How did the Safek Cholol come about? Because the original husband threw a get, and I don't know if the get was karev loy. And then after that, the husband died. And then after that, the lady remarried to a kohen. And now the child of this new marriage may be a cholol, may not be a cholol. And now this young lady marries that man. Says our Gemara, don't you assume that if she is an erlecha yidna, a nice, wonderful girl, she's going to go and ask the rabbi. She's going to go to the Bezin, she's going to go and hire the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad to find out exactly what happened. Was that original get a kosher get because it was karev law? Or maybe it wasn't a get, it was karev loy, and that's why the husband had to die to sever this marriage, because I don't know if the get was good or not. So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yeshua assumes that she's going to do her due diligence. Just like we say in the case of the Iguna at the end of Masechtas Yevamos, that Isha Daiku Mintzvah. She's not going to just go and get married helter-skelter. She's going to go and find out what the story was. So therefore we can assume that she did her due diligence, and in fact the child is not a cholol after all. And therefore the new wife that marries this young man, I checked it out, he's not a cholol. You think he's a cholol. I know he's not a cholol. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking about that the girl was mezana, he had a single girl. We don't know whether she lived with an Odom kosher, or she lived with a Nosan or a Mamzer or somebody else and became a Zoyna. If she is engaging in a Mises Nus, do you think that she first goes and asks for identity papers and a certificate from the rabbis as to the status of the young man with whom she's living? I mean, after all, she's doing Znus. She doesn't care. So she doesn't do any due diligence. And that's why in our Mishnah I have to be afraid that maybe that man is a Mamzer, a Nosan, or any one of the other wonderful categories of psulim. In Masechtas Idias, we can assume that she did an investigation before she got married. When a girl, a woman, engages in snus, she starts asking for the bona fides of the man with whom she's living. So Rava said, you asked the kasha stir Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua, and you answered it nicely. But he said, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua, kasha, Tereb Gamliel and Tereb Gamliel, loy kasha. Just like you asked the Steen Rabbi Yeshua, this is Steen Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Voktani Seifa. Continue the Seifa of that very Mishnah in Masechtas Idias. What does it say? Omle Rabbi Gamliel, kibalnu eduschem. They use the expression eduschem because the Mishnah began heyed Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder. They said edus. He says, I accept your testimony that that's your Mesoira and that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. That's the halacha. However, says Ram Gamliel, we cannot follow your Mesoira, your Eidus. You know why? Shari goes Rabbi Yochim and Zakai. Shaloi lohoishid bezdin al kach. Rabbi Yochim and Zakai, already in earlier generations, was goizer not to go and have a bezdin sit, to try to go and give a heter on the almana. Why not? The Kahanim are groisim machmirim, and when you tell them that there's a Safik, they stay away from it, they run away. So if you're going to go and try to find some sort of heter to go and allow a Kohen to go and marry, even in this case of the Almonas Isa, people are going to say, get me out of here. I don't want to get involved in Sveikis, I only want to get involved in Vadois. And therefore, said Ram Gamliel, in that case, that the Almanas Isa is not Ksheira the Kuna, because I'm afraid that after all, maybe she did go and live with a Cholol. She became Nischalala, and therefore she cannot go and marry a Koyin subsequently. No, I besides have a steer Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel in our Mishnah says, Nemenis, Nemenis, Nemenis. When she says, I married an Odom Kosher, not married. I lived with an Odom Kosher, I believe her. And there when she said, I married a person who's not a cholol, let me stay away from your case. I don't know, maybe yom, maybe nish, I'm not going to get involved. So you see, Ram Gamliel is also contradicting himself. By uns, in our Mishnah, Ne'emenes, in the Mishnah in Idias, he says, no, no, you got to stay away. Elo Marova, Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel, Loikasha, Hosam Bori, Hochashema. Oh, there's a major, major difference. When the Gemara says Hossam, Hossam means really our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, she says Bari. In other words, she knows for a fact who she lived with. She may not know exactly all of the background, but if she says, I lived with Yankel Smith, then we can check our files and say, oh, Yankel Smith is a kosher, he's okay. And therefore, Nemenes, she's Bari. She says, don't tell me who I lived with, I know who I lived with. Hocha, however, in the case of the Mishnah, Masechtas Idias, Shema, we don't know whether this person is a cholol or not. We're going to have to go back a generation and find out from the Bezin at that time. Karavloi, Karavlo, how do they decide? It's like a ganze Safik, it's a Shema. No, the whole basis of Ram Gamliel following the Ne'emonus of the young lady each time is Bari the Shema, Bari Odif, Bari, Bari, Bari. But in the case of Idias, it's not a Bari, there's a Shema. She herself doesn't know whether or not Yocholol, Nishcholol. So that's the answer of Gamliel. What about Rabbi Shua, Ad Rabbi Shua? Nami Lakasha. So we already gave one teretz. Here the Gemara gives a new pshat. Hosam chad sveika hocha trei sveiki. In our Mishnah, we only had one suffik. What was the one suffik? Who did she live with? Did she live with an Adam kosher, and therefore she's kosher? Or did she live with an Asanu mamzer, and become a zoina? One suffik. Here's Rabbi Yeshua says, I have a suffik, I have to be machmir. Ein an emenes. Hocha, in the case of the Amonas Isa, trei sveiki. There are two sveikas. What's, in other words, what we call normally a svek sveka? Now, how do you have a svek sveka over here? So Rashi comes up with a very, very novel pshat, not your normal svek sveka. Normal svek sveka, of course, means two doubts, two svekas. Over here, what the Gemara is saying is, I have a derivative of a suffik. What's the derivative of the suffik? Because the suffik didn't start with this almana. The suffik started with the earlier generation. That what? I don't know whether the mother of her husband, whether or not she was a grusha, or whether she was an almana. And then she married a kohen. I don't know whether the son is a cholol or not. Suffik. So that's the initial suffik. And now we're taking that suffik and we are extending it to the almana, to the woman that married that suffik cholol, and we're saying, well, you may now be a halal as well. So that's the svek svekas. It's not a doubt plus a doubt or two doubts, but really it's the derivative of a doubt, because she's not the ikar suffik, she's the...
For me, it's a kula hot suffik. It's one suffik. I don't see how we're trying to make it into more of a kula.
I'll
derive whether it's suffik kara lo, suffik kara lo.
So that's why I told you it's a very novel... If, let's look at five lines before the Y lines in the Rashi. Rashi says, trei sveki. Imoy shel suffik cholul zeh boh noyder a suffik. The suffik started off with the mami, the one that may or may not have married a she may or not have been a gerusha or almana. The atzmoloi nesra elmi suffik. So she herself, she could be, she was nischala a nat. Bezu, and this almanas isa that comes into bezin shebom machmas bina, since the suffik didn't start with her. It started with mami, with the shvigar, and then went down to her son. Is the son a chol or not? Karilo, we call her a svek sveka. But I agree with you. This is not your normal svek sveka. And in fact, just because we're extending it to another individual, who cares? It's like having chas v'sholem, a person who's a suffik mamzer, gets married to someone, they have a child. Oh, this is already svek sveka. The father was a suffik mamzer. And this is already the next generation. It's the same suffik mamzer, even for 100 generations. So
Exactly.
So because of that, other Rishonim give a totally different pshat, and Rashi himself brings, on the next line, from Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam, another pshat. And that pshat is relatively straightforward. If you want to continue on the same Rashi, what's the case? Matzasi, in Midivar Rabbi Yosef ben Toiv Elam Matzasi, Almanas Isa. Again, we start off the same way. Isha shahoye ba'al esvek sveka. Kigoyim. Shenizkar she'imoy mi'ba'al ha'rishoyim. Safek karev lo'y, safek karev lo'. Oh, same case again. Maybe there was a get, maybe there wasn't a get. Umeis v'toy shloish chadoshim. And then he died. And now, this lady is a safek almana, safek grusha. V'nisis l'koyin, she got married to a koyin. Toy shloish chadoshim, within 3 months of the original get or ptira. V'yoldezeh, and now she gave birth 9 months later to a child. Suffik, this child is a suffik shu ben tishul rishayin. Maybe it's a ben tishul rishayin, and if that's the case, there's nothing wrong with that child at all, because the child was born to the first husband, and that first husband lived with the wife before the get and before he died. So therefore, this child is absolutely wonderful, perfect. The kosher, afilhois megureshes, even if she was megureshes, shari koydim the get, nisabra, she lived with her husband before the get. Or yafil, even after the get, who Yisrael, if he was just a Yisrael, the koyim. So that's one suffix. In other words, on this side of the suffix that it's from the first husband, nothing to worry about, kusha v'yusha. But then it's also suffix, ben shivali achroin. Maybe it's ben shivali achroin, that maybe this new child was born to the second husband, and that's a benoishel koyin who, and that koyin is married now in the second zivig to this lady who is Sofik Grusha, Sofik Almana, and therefore the child now is Vahruyu Sofik Chala. So now I have a Svek Sveka. Why is a Svek Sveka? Number one, Shemayin Ben Shulkai. Maybe it's from the first zivug, and therefore everything is fine. And Imtim to learn that it's from the second zivug, Benoyu, Shemali Haisimai Kurusha El Almana. And therefore you have now a Svek Sveka. Brother Shai, are you happy with that? Of course you are.
Better, of course, he, of course it's not Mekohen Miyoko, so therefore that Kohen cannot Dukan and these other things that we learned yesterday.
Correct. Absolutely, not a Kohen Miyoko. But at least in terms of the child is a Svek Sveka. Sofik from the first husband, where there's no problem whatsoever. Sofik from the second problem, where I'm not sure whether that she was a Grusha or not, so therefore it's a Svek Sveka. That Toisis has a different pshat, but anyway, we don't have to go into all the pshatim. All we have to know is that it's a Svek Sveka. So getting back to our Gemara now, Rabbi Shua Nami Loikasha, Hasam in our Mishnah, we're wondering who the man is that caused her to become pregnant. Chatzveka, either he's an Adam Kosher, or he's not an Adam Kosher. Either she became a Zayna, or she did not become a Zayna. Since it's only one suffix, says Rabbi Shua, Einanem menes, loimi pia anu chai. Hocha, in the case of the monas, is a treisveki, with either pshat of Rashi. Hilkoch. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Shua is mekel. It's just like every standard sveksveka, you mekel. That's why over there he says that she's nemenes. That we don't, that almanas isa is but. Therefore, says Imar Hilkach, Ram Gamliel, Olim Leibori, Dafilu Bechadzveka, Nami Machshe. As far as Ram Gamliel is concerned, he looks at what's the status. Was it Bori or not Bori? In our Mishnah of yesterday, she said Bori. The person who I lived with is an Odom Kosher, Koyinhu, nothing to worry about. So, even though it's only Chad Safik, but it's Bari, Sirin Gamliel, we go after the Bari, not after the Shema, the Philip Chad Sveika, Nami Mash, Sirin Gamliel, Ne'emenes. The Kil Le Shema, however, when you have a situation where you're not sure, where there are doubts, that Philip Svek Sveika, in the case of the Almonas Is, it's Chasaf Svek Sveika, Nami Apostle. Why? Because if you don't have a Bari, I'm not happy even with a Svek Sveika. Rabbi Shu, the other way around. Olam leichad sveika. He says only one doubt. So Philip Bari nami posel. Even though she swears on 100 Bibles that she lived with an adam kosher, but the mice it's only one suffik posel. The kille svek svek. But the case with the amonis isa where it's a double suffik. That Philip b'shema nami machshir. There, even though the whole thing is one big cloud of two sveikas, there was no bari at all shema. Nevertheless, kosher. So you see, Ram Gamliel favors the Inyan of Bari, even at the expense of Svek Svekis. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shua, the Ikka Bayim is how many Svekis? Is it one Svek? Two Svekis? Is two Svekis? He is Machshe. Okay, so we've ended the steer Ram Gamliel, and Rabbi Shua, and we go on to a new Brisa, which expands upon this Almanas Isa, and this is going to occupy us for the entire, or the rest of today's blood, rest of today's daf. So it's the brayso. Turn it around. Ezui almanas isa. What is the case of almanas isa? So we already said almanas isa means that I had a suffix cholo. Says the Tanakama, kosher einba v'loy mishum mamzeres, v'loy mishum nesines, v'loy mishum avdei malachim. In other words, that the only shaila in the ingredients of this dough, where I'm not certain what the status is. Was there a suffix cholol involved or no suffix cholol? Like we had before, either one suffix, double suffix, sexveka. But that's the only shaila. But there was no shaila about mamzeres, no shaila in the sinas, no shaila amdi malachim. We ruled out all of those possibilities. That's not the almanas isa case. The almanas isa case that Rabbi Yeshua was made together with Yud ben Beseda, the ksheira, the kahuna, is talking about that there was a suffix cholol, suffix chololah. Not talking about a situation of any one of these three. The reason why the Gemara Chapson Avdei Malachim says Rashi down below, because we know we had back in Masechtas Yevamos that the Avdei Malachim in the times of Shlomo Melech, they went and they saw the young Jewish ladies, and they went and married them, figuring they're going to be enriched as a result. And those are the Avnei Melachim. So any one of the children of that, obviously, is, according to those that hold an Eved, or Eved Chom Habo Bas Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer, it's a Hamamzer. And even if it's not a Mamzer, it's still a blemished, it's still a pogrom. So unfortunately, the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there were Avodim Avdim Melachim that took advantage of their powers and their position, and they married Bnei Yisrael. Says our Braisa, Almanas Issa, not talking about those types of Sveikis. The only suffix that we're talking about, that Almanas Issa, Heitiru Chachomim LeKahuna, is talking about that there was a suffix Chala. That's a Tanakhama. Omra Meir. So the Meir says, Shemati, I heard, top of Yudalan Amid Beis, Kosha Ein Ba Echon Mikol Eilu, if you didn't have any of those three Sveikis, you don't have a suffix of Mamzer, of Nosin, or of Avdi Malachim, if you don't have those Sveikis, May Siyan Lekuna, you're allowed to marry off to a Kayin. And the Gemara is going to ask shortly, Rameir Hainu Tanakama. They're both saying the same thing. The Tanakama says that Amonis Issa, by definition, does not include any Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk Nosin, Suffolk Avdi Malachim, only Suffolk Chalol. Says Rameir, you know what, I heard the same thing. If you don't have any one of these three, it's Kasha Lekuna. No Mazel Tov. Rameir is just repeating almost verbatim what the Tanakama said. And then we continue the Braisa. Reb Shimon Elazar, Oim Mishum Reb Meir. Reb Shimon Elazar says, I disagree with what was quoted in the name of Reb Meir until now. Reb Shimon Nasya, Oimer Kidvarav. I agree to you, Reb Shimon Elazar. So we have the two Reb Shimons, Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Ben Manasya, both saying like that Reb Meir disagreed with what was quoted in the name of Reb Meir. And that is, Ezu Almanas Issa. When do we say that Almanas Issa is Ksheira Lekahuna Kosh Nitma Ba Safik Cholol? When there was a Safik Chol mixed in, Rabbi, they're also repeating the same thing. That if there's a Safik Chol mixed in, that is a case of Almanas Issa that we said that is kosher. So, again, repeating. Moreover, the Gemara is going to ask shortly that Kosh Nitma Ba Safik Cholol has a negative connotation to it, that it's suggesting that in fact this is going to be osur or asura lekahuna. Why? Because we continue on makir yisro mamzeinim shemeinayim bein makirim chalolim shemeinayim. What the two Reb Shimons are saying is, I'm more concerned about a suffix cholol than I'm concerned about a suffix mamzer. Well, that sounds strange. Suffix mamzer is much worse because a mamzer is osur to everybody, and a cholol is only osur to a kohen. A chalolah is only osur to a kohen. So, why would mamzer be any easier? Says, well, I'll tell you why. Because makir yisro mamzerim shebeinayim, everybody knows who the mamzerim are in the town. Right? We're not talking about a city of New York where you have 8 million people and the Kanai Nahara, a million or 2 million Jews. We're talking about a small shtetl of 200 people, 500 people, or whatever. If there's someone who's a mamzer, people don't go and broadcast it and publicize it, but everybody knows. Everybody talks, you know, Yankel Berel, blah, 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 blah. He's a mamzer. However, cholol, that's much less significant, because after all, the cholol is allowed to go and marry almost anybody, just can't marry a kohen. Chalolah, can't marry a kohen. But that's, it's only the kohanim. If you stay away from kohanim, you're okay. Now, anytime you go into shul, how many times don't you even have a kohen when it comes Mondays or Thursdays? And if you have a kohen, you have one in shul. So that's 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20. Sometimes you don't even have 1 out of 10 or 20. So the point is, it's such a small, insignificant percentage that people don't really care. Yochol, nishchol, yeah. If I'm not a kohen, if I'm just a Yisrael, I could care less whether she's a chalala. Doesn't affect me. And therefore, what the two Reb Shimons are saying is, by the Almonas Issa, I am concerned about Safik Cholol in terms of marrying Likahuna, because when it comes to the Safik Mamzerim, everybody knows who's a Mamzer, who's not a Mamzer, but not everybody knows who's a Cholol, not a Cholol. So therefore, I'm much more concerned about the Safik Cholol. And therefore, what the Gemara is going to say shortly is that the two Reb Shimons seem to be so sere themselves They're contradicting themselves. They start off saying, Ezu Almanas Isa, that we said on the Amud Aleph, Almanas Isa is Ksheira Lekahuna. If Nitma Ba Savik Chol, if a Savik Chol got involved, oi, then it's Ksheira Lekuna. Why? Because I'm not sure who the Chalolim are. If I'm not sure who the Chalolim are, what they're suggesting is, therefore I have to be Machmir. I have to be careful. So then I see that Safik Cholol is Taka Osir Likahuna. And they just said now, Ezoi Almanas Isa, that's Ksheira Likahuna. So Yomar is going to ask, L'chor, they're Soyser themselves. We have now concluded the Brisa, and we start the Brisa again, explaining each word. Omamar. Ezoi Almanas Isa, Kosha'imba, Loi Misham Mamzedis, Loi Misham Nesidis, Loi Misham Abdi Malach. Ha Cholol, but if there's a Safik Cholol, then it's Kosha. That's the din of Almanas Isa, it's Ksheira Likahuna. So Frank Timara, Maishna Hanoch. Why do you say that we have to make sure that there's no suffix involving Mamzeris, Nesinis, or Avdei Melochim in order to be Matir and Machshir the Almonas Isa Lekuna? Because these three Isurim are Isurim de Araisa. That's why stay away. Chol Nami de Araisa. The din of Chol and Chalol is also de Araisa. That's the Pasuk in Emor. Isha zayin of a chalolah, you're now going to marry a chalolah if you're a kohen. So why, if it's a suffix chol in the mixture of the isa in the dal, okay, kasha lekuna. But if there's a mixture of a mamzer nasin, not kasha lekuna. Manishtana. Vesu amr meir. Let's continue on the brayz. Amr meir shemati kosha ein ba'echem mikol elu masin lekuna. If you don't have any one of these three sveikas of mamzer, Nosin or Avdei Malachim, Meisin Lekuna. No, Hayna Tanakama, that's exactly what the Tanakama said. He also said, eliminate those three Sveikis, and then Ksher Lekuna. Vesu, let's continue on. Reb Shimon Elazar, Oymer Mishim Rameir, Vachena Reb Shimon Manasi, Oymer Kidvarov, Eizui Almonas Isa, what's the definition of Almonas Isa? Kol Shenitma Almonas Isa, which is Ksher Lekuna. Kol Shenitma Ba Safik Cholol. Were there, I'm very concerned. Oy, 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 can this lady go and marry into the kahuna? Makim yisro mamzerim shemeinayim. We know who the mamzerim are, so I'm not a worry about a suffix mamzer, because if the guy's a mamzer, we know it. Vein makirin chalolim shemeinayim. But we don't know who the chalolim are, and therefore, don't allow the almanas Isa to marry a koyin. V'amiz reisha, that when you have a suffix cholol, it's kosher. So the two Reb Shimons are being soser themselves. This whole brisa seems to be strange. And therefore, Reb Yochanan, Mamzer Tzavach V'chol Shoisik Ike Benayim. We're talking about what happens if someone is sitting in shul, and then a chutzpin yak comes into shul and says, Yankel, what are you doing here in shul? Dibistacha Mamzer, you should be ashamed of showing yourself in public. Get out of here. So the mamzer he screams out that the guy is a mamzer, and now the victim of this verbal assault, Tzavach, he screams back, no, I'm not a mamzer, chas v'shalom, what are you talking about? Same type of situation, Yankel is sitting there in shul, somebody comes in and screams, hey, Yankel, what are you doing here? You're a cholol, you shouldn't daven in this shul, you know how many kehanim daven in this shul? Stay away from our shul. V'shoisik, and then he is quiet. What the Shaila over here is that famous rule of Shtika Kohido. By the fact that when he heard that he was a Cholol, he was quiet, what are the ramifications of his silence? When they screamed that he's a Mamzer, he immediately would scream back, no. But when they screamed that he happens to be a Cholol, he was quiet. Why was he quiet? Iki Benayi, that's the Machlekes. Tanakama Sova, Kol Posel, the Koru Levi Shosik. Any time that you call a person that he is posel, you say that you're a mamzer, you're a nosin, you're a cholol, and he's quiet, then you have to assume posel, shtika koido, the reason why he's not fighting back, because unfortunately, it is true. He is a cholol. And that's the halach of the Tanakama. V'hochi ka'amar, Tanakama. Ezui almonas isa. Where do you have a case of almonas isa, which is kesheira lekahuna? Kosha Ainba Loy Shituk Mamzeris Veloy Shituk Nesinis Veloy Shituk Avde Malachim Veloy Shituk Cholol. The word Shituk over there means that there was no Shtika, that the person fought back. He said, you told him that he's a mamzer. He was not choisik. You said he's a nosin. You said he's abdi melochim. You even said that he's a cholol. He didn't keep quiet. He responded. Ah, so although the Tanakama, when he says in the Braisa that kosher einba loy mamzeris v'loy mishim nesinis v'loy mishim avdi melochim, this was not intended to be an exhaustive list, because his halacha is not legabe mamzer nosin or eved melochim. His rule is that if you scream at a person, when I say scream, lav dafka, if you challenge and accuse a person of being a mamzer, a nosin, an eved melochim, or a cholol, or anything else that you can think of in terms of a psul, and the person is quiet, then you have to assume shtika kihoida. And therefore, says our Braisa, when do you have a case of amonas isa, which is ksheira lekahuna, when the person is not shosek, when he doesn't keep quiet, he speaks up and says, I am not a suffik cholol. I am not a cholol. Oh, once he protests, then the halacha is, it's amonas isa, ksheira lekahuna. The Gamalei Rameyer. So Rameyer said, on the first three that you enumerated, and that is mamzer, nosen, and eved melochim, hanachudika posel b'lei b'kohol. Those three, the person should have screamed back and should not have been shosek, because that's a major challenge to him. He's a single, he wants to get married. If people will say he happens to be a mamzer, nosen, or an eved, oy vavoy, that's terrible. And therefore, he has to go and scream and say, no, 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 it's not true. Avashituk cholol is kosher. However, if you accuse somebody of being a cholol and he's quiet, that doesn't mean anything. He could still be kosher. You know why he could still be kosher? I don't care, fine. So I'm a cholol, no problem. I'm not going to go and marry any kehanim anyway. I don't have to worry about your cholol, nish cholol. That's not a concern of mine. In Eretz Yisrael, when you tell somebody something, lo ichpatli. Lo ichpatli means, I don't care. Here too, that's where the expression lo ichpatli comes from our Gemara. And he says, I don't care. You want to call me chol? Call me a chol. That's fine. You just don't call me anything worse. I'm happy to be a chol. Now we have the third view that's Reb Shimon Alosa. You're right that a mayor differentiates bishtika between one case and the other, but not like you quoted it. You know when Rameyer said that it's kosher is if someone is accused of being a mamzer and then he's quiet. Why didn't you say shtika kaida? Because the person says to himself, everybody here in town knows that I'm not a mamzer, because they know that Beryl is a mamzer, and Shmerel is a mamzer, and Reuven and Shimon, and Yerachmiel, and everybody knows the list of mamzerim. They don't even have to have a published list. They have it in their minds. They know who the mamzerim are. Everybody knows that I'm not a mamzer. So even though this guy calls me a mamzer, everybody would realize he's the mamzer, not me. I'm not a mamzer. So that's why he's shoysik. Aval, however, in the case of a mamzer v'tzavach, chol v'shoisik, posel, by a cholol, then I'm worried about that if he's quiet, he's posel. V'hai di ishtik sovar, yistayi dekom l'mafkele mikol. You know why he's quiet by the cholol? It happens to be true that he happens to be a cholol. And the reason why he doesn't go and scream out and say, no, I'm not a cholol, because he wants people to think he's just a cholol and not worse. Because after all, if he's going to say, I'm not a cholol, people will say, I heard that Yankel has some sort of genealogical blemish on his record. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's a cholol. But if he's going to protest cholol, they're going to dig even deeper and they're going to say, you know what? He's not a cholol. He's a mamzer. He's two times a mamzer. So he figures, I'm better off maching a schweig, not saying anything. I'll get a status of a cholol. Okay, nishkeferlich, I can live with that. So bottom line is now we have resolved the three-way machloikis here in the Braisa. the Tanakama when he said that a Amonas Issa doesn't include Mamzedes, Nesinis, and Avdi Malachim. What he really means to say is it doesn't include a Shituk, a person who is Bishtika, if he is accused of being a Mamzer Nosin or Eben Malachim. And Hu Adin, the Gemara said, if he's accused of being a cholol, in all of those cases, if a person is quiet, shtika kohido, and we have to be afraid that he's taka mamzer, and he's taka nosim, he's taka cholol. And therefore, when do we have an almanas isa, koshe ein bo shtika, where if a person is accused of being a cholol, he goes and stands up and says, no, it's not true. I'm not a cholol. That's the case of a Amonas Issa where it's Ksheira Lekahuna. Remeir, on the other hand, that's the first Remeir, said, no. When you find that there is a Shtika by the Cholol, he would still say that he's kosher. Not like the Tanakhama says, if you're Shoisik at Shtika Kaida. You know why I say that he is kosher? Because Leichbatle, he says, I don't care. You're telling me that I'm a Chol? No, Mazel Tov, I'm a Chol. Fine, I won't get involved in it. I'll stay away from Kehan. I got plenty of young ladies out there that are not Baskoyans who I can marry easily. No problems. I don't have to marry into the kuna. So therefore, even though he was shoysik, says Remeir, he's kosher. And then the third mandiyama, that's the mandiyama in the name of Remeir, is just the opposite. By chol, if he's shoysik, then I know he's a cholol. You know why? Because if he was not a cholol, then he would go and scream. The reason why he's happy that they say that he's a cholol is because he doesn't want them to make it worse by saying, maybe he's a mamzer, maybe he's a nosen. Okay, I'm a cholol, fine. I'll eat it. Says Yimor, we have two brises now. Toni choda, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, shituk mamzer kosher. Again, shituk means that you accuse someone of being a mamzer and he is shoseik kosher. You can assume that he's kosher. Shituk cholol, you can assume possible. Fatan Yidach, and I have a second price that says just the opposite. Shitak Chol, if you accuse somebody of being a Chol and he is Shoisik, he's Kosher. Shitak Mamzer is possible. So it's just the opposite. So it's more than Kosher. It's not Shver. Ho Tanakama Libid Rameir, Hadrib Shimon Alozah Libid Rameir. It depends. Tanakama Libid Rameir holds that if you're Shoisik by Mamzer, that's Shtika Koido, and therefore you're Taka a Mamzer. And that's the second price of Shitak Mamzer is possible. Why is Shittik Chol kosher? The reason why the person is shoysik, he says, Leichbatli, I don't care. I'm a Chol, no Zana Chol, big deal. I'm not going to get near anybody whose name is Cohen or Katz. I'm going to stay away from any potential Cohen. Fine, a Leidik. So therefore, no Raya. The other Braisa that says, Fakert, that Shittik Mamzer is kosher, Shittik Chol is possible, that Reb Shimon Alozah Libid Rameir, that he says, the reason why he's shoysik by Mamzeres, he says, what do I have to go and respond to him? The guy's a fool. The guy's an idiot. Everybody in town knows who are mamzerim and who are not. Everybody knows I'm not a mamzer. I may not be the greatest Talmud Chacham. I may not be the most handsome person in shul, but people know I'm not a mamzer. He is a mamzer. I'm a shigana. Get him out of here. So therefore, he's kosher. But the gabe, if he doesn't protest the gabe cholol, then I'm afraid that maybe Itake is a cholol, and the reason why he's shoysik is because he doesn't want him to dig any deeper and find that maybe he's even worse than a cholol. And with this, we concluded the three-way machloikis in the Braisa. The Braisa, have a wonderful day. Meachim to be continued tomorrow morning at 8:05. Thank you all for joining. Refuah Shleima to Barry and anybody else.
Barry, Refuah Shleima, Barry.
Okay. Zag Yizunt, everyone. Hatzlocha Rabba.
Goodbye.